Some sad news first. Hundreds of people have been paying tribute today to a well-known Sunderland supporter and indeed England cricket fan, George Summerside, who died suddenly at the weekend. The 53-year-old from Sunderland was affectionately known as Podgy. He was a member of England's Barmy Army. You might well have seen him on telly. He was well-known among the players as well. Here's BBC Newcastle's Martin Emerson.
Many of you will have seen George Summerside's work close up on TV. The former fireman travelled the world watching England, but he helped to fund his trips with a bit of enterprising flag making. His St George's flags carried the names of businesses near to his home in Roker, and to make sure they got maximum exposure on TV, he'd get to a ground at around 6 in the morning to hang them in a prime position on the bowler's run-up. Elsewhere, George was a keen Durham fan and joined me during my commentary of their historic game against the MCC in Abu Dhabi 2 years ago. Back then, he was on his way home from a cricket trip in Bangladesh, where he and other members of the Barmy Army had been watching England and raising money to help build a local orphanage. And he was a regular at the Riverside, along with his dog. Hundreds have paid tribute to him on Facebook, and many more have paid their respects on football message boards because of the fact he was a Sunderland fan. And it seems he had a great knack at helping people track down tickets, particularly when they were in short supply. His family have thanked everyone for their support at such a difficult time, and today it's emerged one of his flags will fly in his memory when the first test takes place between Pakistan and England in Dubai next week.
Martin Emerson, very, very sad news. He was someone who was exceptionally prominent. I didn't know him, but I knew of him, and I think certainly supporters on Weir's side in particular, I will know of him, or anyone that followed cricket as well. I always saw those flags flying or draped over the advertising hoardings when England have been playing tests all around the world. So need some very, very sad news that emerged today.
Sounds like a real character.
Indeed. And I know Martin did know him personally as well, and obviously having done co-commentaries with him. And yeah, said he'll be a big miss in Wearside and beyond.